Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. By the time Gioachino Rossini died, he was 76 years old, but he'd only had 18 birthdays. That's because Rossini was born in leap year on February 29th. French horn was just one of the instruments Rossini's father played as official town trumpeter in Pesaro, Italy, where Rossini was born. Both Rossini's parents were musicians. His mother was an opera singer, which probably had a big influence on his choice of profession. When he was a kid, Rossini had a beautiful voice, too. His father taught him to play the horn, and he also played piano and violin. At the age of 12, Rossini wrote a set of quartets for four string instruments. The first time they were performed, he played the second violin part. Rossini's first job as a teenager was coaching singers and playing keyboard instruments for an opera company. By the time he was 21, in years, not in birthdays, Rossini had composed 10 operas. He wrote 7 of those operas in less than a year and a half. Then Rossini came out with the opera that made him an international superstar. An aria is what you call a solo song in an opera, and that aria from Rossini's opera Tancredi was so popular that everyone in Italy whistled and hummed it, from gondoliers in the boats on canals in Venice to people sitting in jury boxes. So Rossini reused the tune for a set of variations. Because he composed so many operas in such a short time, Rossini actually recycled a lot of material, especially his overtures. For instance, Rossini pinned this overture on 3 different operas. The first 2 flopped, but the last one was a huge hit. You've probably heard the overture to the Barber of Seville in cartoons or commercials. And you probably know the Barber of Seville's name. Figaro! 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 Ahimè! Ahimè! Che furia! Ahimè! Che folla! Ora è la volta! Per carità! Per carità! Per carità! Even though The Barber of Seville is Rossini's best-known, most-performed opera, its opening night did not go well. Another composer had already written an opera based on the play The Barber of Seville, so fans of his opera, who didn't think the world was big enough for 2 Barber of Sevilles, came to Rossini's opera to boo. Then, during the performance, one singer had trouble with a guitar he was supposed to play, and another singer tripped and wound up with a bloody nose. But no one paid any attention to them after a cat wandered on stage. Needless to say, there's no part in The Barber of Seville for a cat. But eventually, Rossini did write a duet for 2 cats. Rossini was an enormously successful composer. He wrote 40 operas in under 20 years
And then, when he was just 37 years old, he quit. But he went out with a bang. His last opera was about the Swiss hero William Tell. Next week, I'll use Rossini's music to tell you a story, the story of William Tell. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again next time for more Classics for Kids.